First United Methodist Church in downtown Elyria. More importantly today, though, I'm a member of the Sunrise Rotary Club here in Elyria, and I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon and enjoying your time driving around town and checking out the pizza places as a part of our pizza challenge. It's my joy and privilege this day to share with you, as we continue to share part of the history of Lorain County, the early years of the Lorain County Fair. The Lorain County has had a long and rich history related to agriculture. Many local families have farmed this land for generations. Now one of the largest county fairs in Ohio, the Lorain County Fair, got its start on what is now known as Ely Square in the heart of the city of Elyria. Let's take a quick trip back in time to learn more. The first Lorain County Agricultural Society was formed October 3rd, 1833 in Elyria. Despite short notice, the group decided to hold a one-day fair. This was held in the Commons, which is now Ely Square. Prizes of $2 and $6 were awarded for winning entries. Fairs were also held in 1834 and 1835. Unfortunately, the records of these events have been lost in the memory of the first agricultural society, faded from history. Dr. Norton Townsend lived in Elyria and owned a farm in Avon. Agriculture in Lorain County in the 1840s, which promoted modern farming techniques. Townsend wrote at that time that the average Lorain County farm was 100 acres, which provided for family needs and some surplus for the market. He reviewed the types of soil in the county, stressing that the majority was clay and best suited for grains and grasses. Therefore, dairy farming was the county's primary agricultural profession. Townsend's vision was clear, because by 1867, Lorain County land produced more hay than any other county in Ohio. Townsend was a founding trustee of the Ohio Agricultural and Mechanical Institute, now known as the Ohio State University. If you were familiar with the campus, you may have noticed Townsend Hall, right by Townsend Library, on the main oval. In 1846, the Ohio legislature enacted a law to create agricultural societies, and the State Board of Agriculture, now known as the Ohio Department of Agriculture. The Elyria citizens responded quickly. They formed the Second Lorain County Agricultural Society within 2 months and planned a day-long fair for September 30th, 1846, once again on Elyria's public square. Now, at that time, Ely Square looked very different than it does today. A large grassy area was fenced in to allow cattle and sheep to graze. The BB House Hotel, at the corner of Broad and Court Streets, where Huntington Bank is located today, did not even exist yet. The church at the southwest corner that we now know as First Congregational Church was not completed until 1848. The impressive Lorain County Courthouse, as we see it today, was not finished until 1881, and it had a dome. This was happening at a time of great population growth for Elyria. In 1840, the city had just a little more than 900 residents. By 1850, the population had increased almost 60% to nearly 1,600. Agricultural exhibition must have appealed to these residents because the 1847 fair was increased to 2 days. The first day included judging in 39 categories such as horses, swine, sheep, dairy products, crops, fruit, tools, and domestic manufacturers, which were probably handmade items. The second day was a plowing match on the commons to demonstrate prowess in cultivating the soil. After these first four countywide fairs were held in Elyria, Townsend started to compete for the opportunity to host. Oberlin held the next fair, followed by Wellington. Pittsfield was interested in hosting, but had not had any success in wooing the agricultural society. At the society's 1852 meeting, the four communities, Elyria, Oberlin, Pittsfield, and Wellington, were all pleading their case to be chosen as the site of the next fair. Wellington pledged to give $52 to the society if their town was selected. However, in the middle of the meeting, in walked a man from Elyria named Nathan Bull Yates. He promptly offered the society $100 quickly withdrew its request, and the fair was awarded to Elyria. Born in Vermont in 1812, Yates moved to Elyria when he was 21. Owner of a sawmill and a sash, door, and blind factory, he was elected sheriff in 1838 and then mayor of Elyria in 1843. Yates later was appointed a collector of the Internal Revenue Service for the 14th District of Ohio by Abraham Lincoln. But in 1852, he was elected president of the Lorain County Agricultural Society, and in that position, Yates was credited with giving the organization a firm foundation. After being awarded the fair in 1852, Elyria began making improvements to a new fairground on West Avenue at 2nd Street. An enclosure allowed for an admission fee to be charged. The gate profits from the October 6th and 7th event were $271.76. Aside from the usual farm animals and products, this fair also boasted a new floral hall, an exhibit Elyria hosted again in 1853. At the June 1853 meeting at the Agricultural Society, the town was awarded the fair for the next decade. With that news, Wellington and other communities to the south pulled out of the Lorain County Agricultural Society. They formed the Union Agricultural Society and sponsored their own fair. Back in Elyria, the Lorain County Agricultural Society prospered. Although the fair was canceled in 1862 due to the Civil War, the event grew in size and scope. In 1866, new grounds were purchased. The land owned by the Ely family was located along the Black River on West Avenue from 2nd to 3rd Streets. Buildings were moved from the old location to the new one, and the fair opened at its new home in 1867. One of the improvements was the addition of a trotting ring. This attraction was strongly supported by George and Albert Ely, who were interested in breeding racehorses. The racetrack had to be regraded before the next year, as the nearly square corners proved to be too sharp. The move to this new site produced $2,500 in debt for the Agricultural Society. It took the group more than a decade to pay this off, and they did so by sponsoring rail excursions to places like Niagara Falls and boat outings to Clinton Bay. When the new fairgrounds opened in 1867, Lorain County's chief agricultural production was still dairy. The center of this industry was Wellington, Huntington, and Camden. Some enterprising men in Wellington realized that most farmers would be marketing their milk as cheese because there was no way to ship milk without refrigeration. Wellington boasted 38 cheese factories by 1871, and it came to be called the cheese capital of the world. This was for its market activity rather than its production. This was possible because the Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati Railroad line, built in 1849, ran right through the village. Agricultural records of 1878 show that almost 4 million pounds of cheese was produced in the county, and that total did not include Wellington. In addition to the prizes at the county fair, Lorain County cheesemakers often received awards from the Northern Ohio and Ohio State Fairs. By the 1880s, refrigerated train cars reduced the need for these cheese warehouses. Not surprisingly, the animals that produced this bounty were celebrated in Lorain County, and milking competitions became popular events at the fair. In 1867, the laureate Richard Baker won a great number of premiums at the county and state fairs for his celebrated herd of shorthorns. Irene, who produced the most butter in 10 days at 18 and a half pounds, and Victoria, who produced the greatest weight of milk in 10 days at 610 pounds, were especially prized. Away from the animal barns, fairgoers marvel at the sights along the midway. There were a number of special attractions that had little to do with agriculture, but they were great fun and attracted large crowds. Foot races, bicycle races, balloon ascensions, sideshows, band concerts, and dances were all popular. But horse racing continued as the most popular recreational attraction throughout the 19th century. Over time, motorcycle racing, or 1879, and again in 1885. Art treasures were brought to be proudly displayed by people such as Illyrian photographer Charles Scheid and artist Archibald Willard from Wellington, who is famous for his Spirit of 76 paintings. The women of the Lorain County Historical Society staged a New England kitchen display. In the 1890s, women capitalized on the county fair as an opportunity to publicize their cause for temperance. Even in the late 1800s, adults in rural areas lamented their children leaving farms for life in the city. To encourage younger people's interest in agriculture, activities like the county fair added more prizes for the youth. In 1892, the juvenile department was established with added premiums for teens in culinary, ornamental work, agricultural, and mechanical categories. This would contribute to the establishment of the 4-H and Future Farmers of America programs. In 1897, nearly 30,000 visitors came to the county fair. In the 20th century, attendance grew. The number of days increased, and the need for more acreage grew. It grew so much that the Lorain County Agricultural Society and the Wellington Fair Association merged in 1941. Still operating by the Lorain County Agricultural Society, the Lorain County Fair is held every August, 2 weeks before Labor Day. If you go to the fair today, be sure to look for a remnant of the fair's Illyria history. The building known as the Heritage Barn used to stand at the Illyria Fairgrounds and can now be found near Gate 6. Mark your calendars and head to Wellington to enjoy some fried food on a stick and see Lorain County's amazing